Every woman navigates a world fashioned by and for men. Female drivers are more vulnerable to serious injury from accidents in many models of car, because until recently, crash test dummies were built only to male dimensions. Some pharmaceuticals fail us because they are tested on male animals to avoid having to account for hormonal cycles. We shiver at our workplaces because thermostats are set to temperatures that suit male metabolisms. We're left in the cold in other ways too. The Organization for European Economic Cooperation, OEEC, logs the gap between women's earnings and men's at 17.48% in the UK, 17.91% in the US, and 18% in Australia. Women have long been blamed for this gap. We don't ask for raises often enough, or we don't ask right. Studies identify the real culprits: job segregation and discrimination. Jobs traditionally performed by men attract higher wages than those held by women. Female employees of Birmingham City Council, working as care home attendants, cooks and cleaners, discovered they were paid less than the mostly male refuse collectors and street cleaners on the council payroll. Although women are the main breadwinners in many households, and dual-earner households are also common, the paradigm of the husband as the head of the household and chief provider remains firmly lodged in the public imagination.